Now we're talking with Amy Longenecker. She's the brand new executive director for the Panhandle Alliance for Education. Amy, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
So you're replacing Marcy Wilson, who retired. Marcy was executive director for PAFE, as we call it in the shorthand, for about 16 years. I think she started as their executive director just a couple years after PAFE itself got started.
That's so, my understanding. She's been there for a while.
Yeah. So you're coming in to a new role. Now, you have been working for PAFE yourself, but let's start out with, tell us about yourself and just a bit about your background to acquaint people with you.
Yes, I actually graduated college with a degree in sports and exercise science, of all things, and I enjoyed working in the health and fitness industry for over 10 years as executive director of a health club and eventually with my own personal training business.
Can I ask where that was?
In Texas.
In Texas,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I grew up in Texas.
Hey, you kind of lost that Texas twang. I didn't
give me
have
a
that.
Minute. It'll okay. come back. Okay. We moved to Sandpoint in 2009 with three young boys, and I knew I wanted to be proactive in their educations. And I came across the Ready for Kindergarten classes, and so we enrolled, signed up, and stuck with those for 4 or 5 years, and followed the curriculum, took the toys home, played with the boys, and it really worked. The boys were ready to start school. They knew how to listen to a teacher. It was great.
So Ready for Kindergarten is one of the signature programs of the Panhandle Alliance for Education for folks that aren't acquainted with that.
Yes, and I didn't know that at the time, but learned that PAFE put those on. And then when my boys were in first grade, they brought home a lucky puppy, a stuffed puppy, a reading buddy. And all year they read to that puppy and became avid readers, and lo and behold, that was a PAFE teacher grant. So
let's touch on that one just a little bit too, because that's a really interesting thing, that when the kids have a stuffed animal there, it just kind of brings more out when they're learning how to read, right?
It's a non-judgmental reading buddy, and they're comfortable, and they just learn how to practice their words with that buddy, and having a bond, mm-hmm. and they get to earn a collar maybe or a pet vet visit along the way. And at the end of the year, they get to take the puppy home. So, mm-hmm.
And this is, again, a program that PAFE finances in part kind of working with the school district.
Yes, yeah. it's part of the teacher grants program, and it's district-wide. So every first grader in the district receives a puppy mm-hmm. at the beginning of the year. So anyway, through the years, we've just seen the multiple grants in the schools, and we've seen the benefits of PAFE firsthand. I joined the PAFE team in 2014 as resource development director and event coordinator. And when Marcy announced her retirement early this year, I knew I wanted to apply. It feels really good to be a part of something that makes a difference for families of young kids and students in the school district. So I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you just mentioned, touched on your role a little bit, but it's probably changing quite a bit now as executive director. Can you characterize what you do as executive director now, what your duties will be?
You know, for almost 8 years, I've been behind the scenes planning the fundraisers and special events like the Gala and Teacher Grant Awards ceremony and showing our donors what their donations are doing in the classrooms through school tours. But now, as executive director, I get to be a part of the big picture. I get to see how decisions are made to fund district-wide strategic programs and how PAFE can make the most impact with the donations made. I'm part of a wonderful team of board members and emeritus board members that are passionate about education and truly have students and educators' best interest at heart. And communicating the wonderful successes in the classrooms and the areas of needed support will be my objective.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that, I should say, full disclosure, I'm one of those emeritus board members.
Yes,
I was on the board for 13 years. It's a pretty large board. A lot of folks in town may not know, but the board is over 20 individuals?
25, I believe.
Yeah.
Great people
from all walks of life within the community
that care about education.
Yeah.
Yes.
And of course, all those different, they bring different skills and areas of expertise to the organization. And they connect the organization with all these different threads within the community.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. A little town like Sandpoint has many different threads to connect.
All intertwined.
Well, okay, let's maybe take a little step back. But for listeners who may not be acquainted with the Panhandle Alliance for Education, tell us a bit more about what it does. You alluded to a few things there.
The Panhandle Alliance for Education, or as we love to call it, PAEF, is a nonprofit organization committed to promoting excellence and broad-based community support for the Lake Pend Oreille School District. We have a few fundraisers each year to be able to provide opportunities for teachers in the district to apply for classroom grants. We award over $100,000 for those grants each spring. This gives teachers the chance to try that special activity or project that may not be funded otherwise. It allows educators to think outside the box and teach students in a new way. And we've seen some pretty amazing grants through the years.
Yeah, so that process works where teachers that don't have a budget from the school district for doing different kinds of projects can apply to PAEF to see if PAEF will chip in anywhere from a few hundred to several thousand dollars to finance these things.
$10,000 if it's district-wide. So, yeah, there's some money. Yeah.
Did the Reading Buddy program start that way?
Yes. At a single school, it was a grant out at Northside, and it grew to district-wide. We could just see the results. Their reading scores were going up in first grade, so it's worth the investment.
Yeah, and as we like to say in PAEF, first children learn to read, and then they read to learn. So reading is such a core essential skill for kids to develop early on even.
So important. Yeah. PAEF also funds the early childhood literacy programs that includes Born to Read along those same lines. And that's a partnership with Bonner General Health, where every baby born at the hospital and the midwifery gets a welcome gift from PAEF with books, information on the library, and then ready for kindergarten information. And then, of course, we fund Ready for Kindergarten parent workshops, as we talked about.
Yeah, so PAEF does a lot of things to support the school district. In fact, that's part of their mission, to support the Lake Pend Oreille School District. We should make clear, though, it's not part of the school district. It's completely independent of the school district.
It is.
One thing about PAEF is that it's completely funded through donor activities, donations. One of them, you mentioned the gala. It's an annual party that raises a lot of money. From generous people in the community that come, and they can bid on auction items, but a lot of them are just straight up donations. You have what's called the paddle raise at the end of the night, and people just straight up donate money. Of course, there are tax advantages. If you're listening to this, dear listener, right now, if you check with your tax accountant on this sort of thing, but the money that you donate for education through this nonprofit organization can help, set off some taxes for you. And another big fundraiser is the charity golf.
Lighthouse Charity Golf Tournament. Yeah. It's actually coming up in September. And Lighthouse, we all know Lighthouse Foods is amazing. They host this golf tournament and invite their vendors in. Their vendors pay an entry fee, and that money also goes to Panhandle Alliance for Education.
Mm-hmm. Well, what can local residents expect going forward? New ED, Amy.
No pressure there. We plan to keep telling the stories. The teachers in our district are amazing, and great things are happening in our schools. We want to continue to make that well known in our district. It's a great place to live and raise kids, and I hope local residents will like what they hear and see and decide to support education.
Mm-hmm. So as the new executive director, taking the reins from somebody that was there for 16 years, do you have changes or new things planned? You can now reveal to the
I have some public. Big shoes to fill. Marcy was wonderful. I mentioned earlier about the district-wide strategic programs we fund. This year, the LPOSD administration expressed needed support for professional development for teachers because of the additional challenges they face teaching through a pandemic. as if they don't have enough already. And PAFE has committed to fully funding this initiative for the upcoming school year. Another area we will fund, requested funds comes from elementary music program, and we will supply sixth grade band instruments across the board. Those rental fees keep many students from being able to afford to experience the class, and we're hoping to offset that.
Oh, that's great. Get kids into music.
Yeah.
And some kids that may not have had that opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that'll feed into our middle school and high school band program as well. And so we all benefit.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's next for PAFE?
Well, this next year marks PAFE's 20th year anniversary. So we have some things in mind to mark this milestone and celebrate that. Chris, there will always be work to do. New students going through the grades and educators with innovative ideas to bring education to life in their classrooms. It's very important work, and we appreciate this amazing community support we continue to see each year.
And I want to add, if somebody wants to check out more about the Panhandle Alliance for Education, the website is panhandlealliance.org, all one word. Of course, your office is right there on, was it 4th Avenue?
South 3rd.
Yeah. And so you accept walk-ins, I presume.
Absolutely.
People want to come and see you and chat about programs you have going. Anything else you want to add?
Just thank you. Thanks for being on the board for 13 years. Yeah.
Wow.
And all you do in this community.
I want to say thank you, Amy Longenecker, brand new executive director for the Panhandle Alliance for Education.
I'm excited.